Hello, I am Junkoro Jallo, Associate Researcher at the Center for the Study of Language and Society and Coordinator of the program Initiative Africa. This is our second episode on the podcast series on African scientists at the University of Perth. Today we have Jean-Claude Makangara. Welcome, Jean-Claude.
How are you? Yes, I'm fine, Juru. Thank you very much.
Okay, please, can you present yourself? Can you say something about yourself? Who are you? Where are you from? And what do you do as a scientist at the University of Bern?
Yes, thank you, Juru, for this opportunity. I think sometimes it's difficult to introduce ourselves. My name is Jean-Claude Makangara Chigolo. I'm a medical doctor by training and also coming from Democratic Republic of Congo. I'm doing my PhD at the University of Bern in infectious disease, especially virology and bioinformatics.
Okay, thank you very much. So we want to discover more about you. That's why we are asking you now if you can tell us something about your academic itinerary before coming at Bern.
Yes, sure. About my academic itinerary, I think it was not straightforward. I think maybe I can start from the primary school. So I finished my primary school in Bukavu, in the east of Democratic Republic of Congo, and my college or high school in at College Alfajiri. I was major in literary and philosophy, but after my high school, I decided to join the Faculty of Medicine, and for that, I was obliged to move from my city, Bukavu, to Kinshasa. So I applied for medicine at the University of Kinshasa, where I spent almost 10 years studying medicine, and I was graduated in 2012. And after that, when I finished my university, I went back in Bukavu for a training, because most of the time after the graduation in medicine, you need to have to practice more and you need to have some internship so that you can be really a full doctor. And I went in the village in Bukavu, in Walungu especially. And there I used to work as a general physician, and I learned a lot of things, how to make surgery, C-section, how to deliver. And I realized after that there is a big problem and an important threat in public health, for example, in Democratic Republic of Congo. So the infectious disease was really high as the prevalence. So I decided to come back to Kinshasa to do my specialization, and at that point, I went back to apply in gynecology, but unfortunately, in gynecology, there were no, I didn't get a place, so I was obliged again to look for a job and work as a general physician, and at that time, as a family physician at the private hospital in Kinshasa, and I worked there for 3 years. And after that, I realized also the same challenge of infectious disease, and definitely I decided to go to do specialization in microbiology and infectious disease at the University of Kinshasa in 2018. I joined the National Institute of Research, INRB, in the sequencing laboratory. And that was really, for me, the start of my research career. And from there, I had more experience in sequencing, genomic sequencing, and I used to help the country to travel to implement a sequencing laboratory from in the country and also in other neighbor countries, Chad, Congo, Brazzaville, Gabon. And after that, I had that opportunity to apply for a PhD student ship to come and to continue my career in virology and bioinformatics, because we need this is a skill that we needed in our country.
In this context, what challenges or barriers have you found at the University of Bern? And what would you do to change this in the future?
Yes, I think, thank you very really. It's really an important question, because we need to know that whenever you decide to go for a PhD program, it's really challenging because you need to make many sacrifices. So the first challenge, maybe it was which I can say like a challenge, is according to our background, and because you need to start a new project. And especially we are trained in different way from people who are training in Bern and also in Congo. So I'm a medic by training. So I did it. I should join a basic laboratory, molecular laboratory. And for that, I think that is the first challenge to come from the medical background to go to basic research. And this is really very challenging for other people, especially for from medic, not only who come from Africa, but from other all countries. You have also many challenges, especially the social life challenge. So I decided to leave my family. I have I'm a father of two. And I have a young wife, so I decided to leave them and to go abroad. First, I knew that they will join me as soon as I will arrive, but unfortunately, it was not like I expected. So I had to spend for now 1 year being here alone, and my family is back home. And the other challenge was also the new lifestyle. So from Congo, Kinshasa, I was been there for more than 20 years. So I have that kind of life, which is really not so expensive, I can say. But I need to go for here to come in Switzerland. And you have a new life, more style. You need to learn how to respect your watch. So you need to be really close to your watch, because every time you miss the bus, every time you have to miss maybe an appointment, you need. So all those challenges also is really to be taken in consideration when someone maybe decide to evolve in a kind of these projects. But I think definitely it's like on in life, everything is a challenge, and at every step we need to overcome.
Jean-Claude, these are challenges that you face in your everyday life as a researcher at the University of Bern, but also in your private life. So could you tell us more about what could the university do to help you bring your family earlier?
So I think the first thing that the university can do, as what we see, I think, in many universities, is whenever you decide to give a position to a person foreigner from Switzerland, I think they should take in consideration also accommodation and administrative stuff, because this also, it's a new country. We don't have the same lifestyle like in Congo or in other African country. Even in Europe, it's different from Switzerland and France. So to help those new students, for example, to get to a flat, to pay for them maybe a ticket. It can also be maybe because we are like employee at the university. It can make be, for example, to prepaid maybe the allowance for the first or 2 months, so that someone can maybe overcome those challenges. And also, I don't know how the university is organized, and but I realize that the university doesn't have campus for student. So this also can be also maybe a good solution to make a kind of collaboration with the student lodge or other accommodation companies, so that the student who is who issued the position can maybe stay for there for some time, and also help him how to get an apartment, because that also is a really challenge that I faced at the beginning.
So, what positive aspect would you highlight in your daily life as a researcher at the University of Bern?
Yes, the positive aspect, I think there are many positive aspects that I have noticed here. The first one is that it's really, you are in a team of researchers who are very famous and who has good skills. So you, for the training, for your project, I think you are really in a good condition to fulfill your project. And if you have challenge, you have always someone in the group or even your PI who is supportive, who can help you, even though sometimes you can face some challenges, or you can maybe have some discrepancies between you and your mate. But the research team, the majority of research team are really supportive. The other thing that is, I think, it's at the same time social and academic, but it's, for example, I was really happy when I met for the first time Juru and the Initiative Africa. So this is really a very, very nice and very nice project that we need to really to support, and we need to make to make that this project continue. And I think if the service can really stay for longer, this will be very interesting, because with the Initiative Africa, I could now meet some fellow from Africa to share some experience, because we come from different countries. I'm coming from Congo, there are other people from Ghana, from Kenya, and with those people, we learn from each other, from the experience of each other, and we look how to get solution for the challenges that we have. The other aspect, I think it's also related to the Initiative Africa. It's a different project that are organized by the PI of the University of Bern to collaborate with the African University. So I think for me, for example, I had an opportunity to meet Hugues Gabriel, who really support me and to make a kind of booster in my career. The University of Bern is among the highest, the famous university in the world. And you have many paper, many publications. So you have scientific exchange, workshop, and all those things help you to improve your career and also to grow up and to become maybe more useful in your community back whenever you finish your training.
So all these are like aspects linked to Africa. So what do you think is your role as an African scientist working at the University of Bern?
The first role I can say maybe it's this, the opportunity that I have to be here. And most of the time I've been worked in my country. And there are many questions, scientific questions that we could not maybe not answer. But when I was issued this position, I think it was really a very good opportunity. And I remember my supervisor, Placide Mbala, he told me that, JC, because he used to call me JC, he told me something, say, you know, I'm happy and sad for you. Because this position will help us to get new contacts, new opportunities, and grow our team. But sad because I will miss you. I will miss how you used to work. I say, yeah, that's maybe I won't miss you because I will never leave my lab. I will be in Bern to I will go to study, and when I finish my PhD, I will come back and help my community and help our team to grow as you usually expect and usually show us. By being at the University of Bern, I'm like an ambassador maybe of Congo, of the INRB, because now we have many collaboration with the University of Bern, with other projects, not only with HIG, but we have now contact with my supervisor, which Ronald and Jenna. We have contact with Nicole Allo, who's also a professor at the University of Bern and who's working with Placide on the monkeypox project. And I hope, even when I will not be there one day, I think I know this collaboration will stay for longer, and this is really very, very good and a big achievement of my presence at the University of Bern.
So how will you actively promote exchanges between the University of Bern and African researchers and higher education institutions?
So for that, the first thing is to keep collaboration, that network, because most of time when a researcher, I think we saw it with as a fellow, when you are issued a position of PhD abroad, especially in Europe or in America, most of time people, the first idea is to go forever. So, and to look how you can maybe look for to find a good life in Europe or in America. But for me, I think I always say that I will be very helpful, and my PhD will be valuable when I will be using it back home. And this is really very helpful because now we can work on many projects together with the University of Bern and the INRB, and also in other field. For example, I know IG with the Department of Pediatry at the University of Kinshasa, and enhance the building capacity locally. And also to motivate other students to apply for a position. I always do it, like sometimes if I have an opportunity with the University of Bern or other universities, I usually send it to other young fellows and to motivate them, because I know when we have many people who are trained, who have, for example, skills in research, and who can come back, we will have a strong team and we will really be useful in our community. and also in all Africa.
So, what do you think? What kind of activity do you think could Initiative Africa promote to offer a kind of extra value to African scientists at the University of Bern?
To create this network with African fellows who are in Switzerland, this is really the first good important thing, because now I know that I'm not alone. If I have some challenges, especially on my project or in other domain of life, social domain, I can still maybe get in touch with some African fellow who has more experience. The future of Africa, but also for the of researchers, because we are PhD students, other people are maybe master students. So we are on the step that one day we finish, but we need also to figure out when we finish our studies, what is the next step. And I think this can be really a good role that African, the Initiative Africa can play to plan for the future of people who finish their studies at the University of Bern. Either maybe to get network with corporation, and also especially to motivate people to have that feeling to come back and to help the African researchers back home. We can still be useful by going back home and help other scientists, because when you go back home with your PhD, you can be involved to the university, you can be involved in a research center, and by sharing your knowledge with other researchers, this will be also very useful. And this is another thing that Initiative Africa can do, is to create that network and to make it solid.
Could you tell us what you miss the most from your life in Congo, in Kinshasa, in Africa, once here in Bern?
Yes, I think I miss maybe a lot of things, because I'm alone, far from my family, far from my friend, far from Kinshasa, and the lifestyle in Kinshasa, really, sometimes it miss you, because we have a particular style of life. You can easily find where to relax, where to enjoy, whenever you are stressed for after work. But here in Switzerland, I think especially in Bern, life is really very busy. You are between your office and home. You kind of isolated, so you are like in quarantine socially. So this really miss me, my friends, my family, especially my daughter, Imani, my son, Samuel, and Miriam. Being alone in a new place and start a new life at this age, for example, I think this is really very challenging.
Thank you very much. So this is the end of this second episode of our podcasts on scientists of Africa at the University of Bern. So we thank you very much for listening to our podcast, and you will hear very soon again from us. Thank you very much, and take care of yourself. Thank you, Jean-Claude.
Thank you, Juru. Thank you for this opportunity, and I wish really the best for the Initiative Africa and also for the network with the African scientists in the University of Berkeley.